It's time for a delayed letters to the broadcaster. Your platform to say whatever you want. Tell us what you're thinking at powerfmsa.com.au. It's a power listener stream of consciousness. Let's start with Mark. He writes in saying, I know it's got a bad rap over the last couple of days, but can I just remind people that pizza is a delicious food? Wide choice of toppings, thick or thin base, plenty of size options. What's not to like? Let's not let all this bad pizza press distract us from the fact that the food is delicious. Pizza power, he says. Mark, are you a Ninja Turtle? I don't know. That is definitely some pizza passion. Well done there. Love that. Coming from Hayley, who writes, as stressful as this year is, it's made me incredibly grateful for clear and effective leadership. It hasn't been a perfect run, but Nicola Spurrier and Grant Stevens are able to communicate clear messages and ignore most of the dribble that comes from the press. Add to the fact that both sides of government have worked together, we have a lot to be thankful for in South Australia. Now, she says, get lost, COVID. I have parties I want to attend this summer. I like that. You know, start nice, you know, reel everyone in, and then put your demands right there at the end. Love that, Hayley. Good job. From Ryan, just quickly writes, so how much toilet paper got used in the last 4 days? Maybe some extra could be used to decorate the Christmas tree for a nice 2020 theme. Anyone struggling for decorative ideas on the Christmas tree? Not bad, Mark. Don't mind that. From Eliza, I can't understand how people were that hard up for takeaway that there were long midnight lineups for Macca's last night. This was a lot of Macca's around the state opened at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday morning after the lifting at Saturday midnight of Macca's restrictions, or restrictions in general. So a lot of Macca's opened. She continues, what was it, 4 days? Hope the ice cream machines were working. You'd be devastated if you went there for a McFlurry and they weren't on. Surely they had them up and going. And from Tom, sad that we missed a chance to have the Murray Bridge Christmas pageant this weekend. Yeah, that was one of the events that got cancelled, unfortunately. It was meant to run last Saturday. Kids were really looking forward to it, but there's still over a month till Christmas. Let's get as many Christmas lights up as we can this year and spread the cheer. Like that. I think we'll still see, Tom, a lot of community spirit over the next month. Hoping so. Anyway, that this week is Letters to the Broadcaster. If you want to submit one yourself, powerfmsa.com.au. We'll share them again. Not next Wednesday, next Tuesday.